Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Biological diversity update. Feds agree to protect habitat for Guam birds and bats. The Center for Biological Diversity and the Marianas Audubon Society have negotiated a legal binding agreement with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to designate and protect critical habitat areas for six endangered Guam species by June 1, 2003. The Marianas fruit bat, little Marianas fruit bat, Marianas crow, Guam Micronesian kingfisher, Guam broadbill, and Guam bridled white-eye are just a few of the hundreds of endangered species threatened by habitat loss and exotic species, especially the brown tree snake in the Pacific Islands. Of the six, only the Marianas crow and the Marianas fruit bat still occur naturally in the wild, where they are restricted to the few remaining mature forest stands. Over 2,000 bird species, 20% of all avian species on Earth, have been driven to extinction on Pacific Islands, including 800 species of flightless rail. On Guam, 11 of the 12 native bird species are extinct or endangered. Military land transfer in San Pedro River Basin stopped. Fort Huachuca has canceled a decision to transfer 203 acres of military land outside of Sierra Vista, Arizona, in the wake of objections by the Center for Biological Diversity and a recent federal court order declaring that its vague conservation plan is not adequate to prevent the extinction of the endangered southwestern willow flycatcher and Huachuca water umbel. Fort Huachuca is the single biggest water user in the upper San Pedro River Basin. Its growth and growth-inducing actions are one of the primary reasons the river is drying up. The river base flow has declined 67% and in some areas made dry completely unless strong water conservation plans are put into action. The land transfer would have brought approximately 2,400 new people to the San Pedro River Basin. Letters needed for protection of the Carson Wandering Skipper in California and Nevada. The Carson Wandering Skipper butterfly received an emergency listing as an endangered species in November of 2001 because of a listing petition by the Xerces Society and a negotiated settlement between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Center for Biological Diversity. The service has proposed to make the listing permanent, but is being opposed by Lassen County, where the butterfly resides. A new comment period has been initiated to allow the county and others to voice your opinion. The Carson Wandering Skipper is currently known from only two populations, one in Washoe County, Nevada, and the other in Lassen County, California. There was another population near Carson City, Nevada, which was recently lost due to development activities at the site. According to two reports authored by Peter Brussard, a professor at University of Nevada, Reno, the butterfly is at tremendous risk of extinction at its two remaining sites due to livestock grazing, off-road vehicle activity, encroaching in development, and changes in the water table and pesticide drift. Please write a letter today supporting complete Endangered Species Act protection for the Carson Wandering Skipper butterfly. The comment period closes June 6th. If you choose to write an email, please write Carson Wandering Skipper Endangered Species Listing in the subject line. Here's the address. Robert D. Williams, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 1340 Financial Boulevard, Suite 234, Reno, Nevada, 89502. That's Robert D. Williams, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 1340 Financial Boulevard, Suite 234, Reno, Nevada, 89502. The email address is fw1renoskipper@r1.fws.gov. That's f1renoskipper@r1.fws.gov. And this update was brought to us by the Center for Biological Diversity. Their webpage, www.biologicaldiversity.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by, send the bell.